All right, it is Thursday morning, and yeah, we've got a couple special guests here in the doghouse this morning, and boy, I tell you what, we've had a pretty good morning already. Mike Walker was able to get down to get us some breakfast this morning, and then, you know, we had to call in the fire department to get us through the rest of the morning. So we have, from the Atkinson Volunteer Fire Department, Bob Mahood and Rodney Keim. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How we doing?
Pretty good, Scott. How you doing?
Good, good. A little chilly out there, but it's fall. We made it this far through October, and it's been pretty nice. So I don't think we'll complain about any of that. So.
Not at all.
Well, what's going on with the Atkinson Fire Department? I know you guys just had your open house recently, right?
Yes, we did. We had an open house pancake feed first week in October for Fire Prevention Week. This weekend, Sunday, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., Rodney's offered to let us use his facility. We had a collaboration between Brush Creek Brewing Company and the Atkinson Fire and Rescue. We brewed the Hose Dragger Local Heroes Lager, which we brought you a sample there, Scott.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I don't normally have this with my breakfast burrito, but
it's a game changer.
It is, definitely. The Hose Dragger. What was it again? Hose Dragger?
American Heroes Lager.
American Heroes Lager. Just brewed here at Brush Creek Brewing Company, right, Rodney?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about the Hose Dragger American Heroes beer.
Well, we had some of the firefighters come over on a Sunday afternoon, and we put the ingredients together and made a super light, easy drinking beer. Anyone can enjoy this. It's crisp. It's really well carbonated, and it's a beautiful color,
too. Can I enjoy it right now?
Please do.
Let me take a sip here and see.
Breakfast of Champions.
That is good. That is very smooth, too, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. And it doesn't have any kind of lingering aftertaste. It just kind of drops off, so it's pretty nice that way. So we wanted to do a collaboration between the brewery and the firefighters to kind of help them out, raise some money for all the different equipment that they need. And so we decided to make a beer, have the firefighters come over and brew a beer together. And then we're releasing it on Sunday. And we just wanted people to be able to come out and have a good time. And the proceeds from the sale of that beer go directly to Atkinson Fire and Rescue. Awesome. So just something we wanted to do and let people know about it.
Awesome. So Sunday, October 18th, and it's going to be from when?
From 4:30 to 7:30.
All right. At Brush Creek Brewing.
At Brush Creek Brewing.
They're in downtown Atkinson.
Yep. And there will be food available. Christensen Farms out north of Atkinson has generously donated us some meat. We're going to throw it on the smoker and have a smoked pork sandwich along with this beer. They should pair pretty nicely.
You bet. So come on out. It's going to be a good day. Don't have to worry about supper Sunday night. Just come on over to Brush Creek Brewing there in downtown Atkinson, and the Atkinson Volunteer Fire Department will be ready to serve you.
You bet, Scott.
Now, Bob, tell us about some things maybe that have been going on with the Atkinson Volunteer Fire Department. I know all the men and women that volunteer, you guys really take a lot of pride in your equipment. And we were at the Atkinson Hay Days Parade. It's always a good opportunity to not only see, but to get a very loud demonstration of all the equipment. But you guys really do a good job of keeping up to date on the latest, don't you?
Yes, we do. One of the things we're looking at using some of the proceeds from Hose Dragger is intercom system. So when we're out on a grass fire, the driver can talk to the guy running the hose in the back. Makes more efficient firefighting. You know, there's changes coming all the time. Training requirements, equipment requirements, stuff like that. We're always looking to stay one step ahead of the regulations and the requirements. So anything we can do, believe me, we have people looking into it. So
you bet. That's awesome. And like you said, the money that's raised from your different fundraisers all goes to, like, as you mentioned, just keep up to date with the latest equipment. So
that's correct.
And couldn't do it without the public support, could we?
Exactly. And we really appreciate our community. They have always had our back.
You bet.
Appreciate that.
Now, if there's anybody out there that is interested in becoming a member of the Atkinson Volunteer Fire Department, are you always looking for new members?
Right now, we're currently full. Okay. You can submit an application, and when a spot opens up, we'll come in and interview you. Once that spot opens up, we usually have an interview process, and then bring them on board. But currently we're full right now. So,
but yeah, if you're interested, just get a hold of any volunteer fire department member and give you all the details.
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. Rodney, like you said, the Hose Dragger American Heroes beer just freshly brewed at Brush Creek Brewing. So I know all the beer connoisseurs out there, they're always anxious to taste something new, aren't they?
Absolutely. We like always coming up a new one. This is the first time we've cracked it open, so you're getting one of the first samples, so it'll be debuted on Sunday. The great thing about this, some people get a little gun-shy when it comes to craft beer. This is a beer for anyone, obviously if you're 21 years older.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But it's super approachable. No one's going to have any problem with this. It comes in at 3.9%, so it's also very low alcohol. It's easy drinking. It's going to go good with those barbecue sandwiches.
You bet it will be good. And it's very good. We're having a sample here this morning. And like you said, it's and there's no hoppy taste to it or anything like that. So for those of you that maybe like a more smoother, this is everybody will like this one.
This punches the ticket.
That's right. It does. That's awesome. And like we said, if you bring the kids down, there'll be drinks as well. They'll have some.
Yeah, so we'll have all of our normal beverages available for the event, but strictly the sales of the Hose Dragger is what is going to the Atkinson firefighters. So if you really want to help them out, then I would encourage you to purchase that beer, and that way those sales will go. We will have the Hose Dragger on until we run out after that, but specifically for this event, that money goes to Atkinson Fire and Rescue.
All right, now the big question is, can I get a stock tank or of Hose Dragger if I want it to take one home or not?
Not on Sunday. Not on Sunday. You can do it, but the sales won't go to them. But after that, you can fill them all up. We just want to be able to give them as much money as possible on that event.
So let's pack the place Sunday, 4:30 to 7 at Brush Creek Brewing there in downtown Atkinson. And like we said, good food there. Thanks to Christensen Farms for donating and for the whole Atkinson Fire Department crew that's going to do a little cooking and probably help out do a little serving too. So
that's right. You'll see the whole crew there helping out.
All right. Anything else this morning, guys?
That should be it, Scott. Thanks for having us.
All right. You bet. You guys, thanks for bringing us by the treat too this morning.
You bet.
All right. Rodney Keim and Bob Mahood from the Atkinson Volunteer Fire Department. Again, come on out and help support the Atkinson Volunteer Fire Department this Sunday from 4:30 to 7. You'll get a sample. You'll get a taste. Not only sample, you'll get a mug of the Hose Dragger American Heroes beer brewed by Brush Creek Brewery. All proceeds will go to the Atkinson Volunteer Fire Department Sunday from 4:30 to 7. Come on over for some good food and some really good drinks at the Brush Creek Brewery in downtown Atkinson. Stick around. The birthday club's coming up.